Nicholas Matthews' sister, Jill Gibson, says the turnout is a testament to the many lives her brother touched. That was the theme for the evening, and one story in particular stands out. Jill and her sister, Heather Finn, told me about their younger brother's courageous fight with HIV.
I mean, we thought we were going to lose him in 2007. I mean, that's his T cell counts or whatever, number two. They don't even know how he walked in the hospital. You know, to overcome that, and then, you know, I mean, how do you do that, you know?
Right. You need someone to play God and take his life. You know, you didn't just kill some random person. He had a family.
You know, care deeply for him.
The service was punctuated with dashes of his personality. Purple decorations, a photo slideshow that drew laughter, and family and friends told stories about how he was one heck of a mama's boy and a strong advocate for gay rights. The minister, Linda Parker, mentioned the brutal circumstances surrounding his death on Christmas Eve.
We really cannot understand the violence that people do, and we pray that there will be some kind of justice. So, family and friends of Nico Matthew, I want you to continue to share your stories, to hold each other, to cry and laugh, and celebrate this life that touched each of us in a special way.
After the sermon, the family, all donning purple, released balloons in the sky alongside their prayers to Nicholas.
Amen. Baby!
Love you, Nico.
Cass Harrington, WNIN News.